The Sikha we will be learning is a look at the Sikha's Chilik Chov Zayin, the Sikha for Chag HaPesach. Before we actually start learning the Sikha inside, I want to give a little introduction, a little background. We all know that on Pesach night by the Seder, we drink four cases. We make Hagofen on each course separately, and we also say different things connected to each course. And just to read it, to make clear what it says, I'll read it from the Rambam, which is Negei also to the Sikha that Rebbe is going to quote it, but I'll just start the Rambam, not the Rambam that Rebbe starts the Sikha, but a different Rambam which Rebbe brings within the Sikha, but I'll start with it. The Rambam Meperik Zayin, Halacha Yud of Hilchis Chometz Matzah, the Rambam writes like this. Kol case for case, marba case is halola mavarach aleo brach bifnei atzma. Every cup that we drink from these four cups, we make a separate brach, which means make a gofen on each one. The case is emerol of Kiddush Hayem, on the first cup you make Kiddush. Case sheini kedel of Sagoda, on the second cup we say the Agoda. The third cup we bench over that cup. In the fourth cup, we finish halal. The regular halal that we always say as halal, we finish it because we started the first two paragraphs already before we drank the second cup. So now we finish the halal. And you also say birchas hashir. The Rambam says later, also taken from the Gemara, birchas hashir means yaluch Hashem el keinu. That's another part of what we say by the fourth cup. And then we drink the fourth cup and we make Hagofen on the fourth cup. This is what we always do. Now, concerning the first fourth cup, I'll read you what it says in the Gemara in Psochim Daf Kuf Yichtes. It's all as an introduction to the Sikha. It says in the Gemara like this, Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught, Revi, the Gemara there goes through what we do on all four cups. So by the fourth cups, it says, Gemer all of us halal, we finish halal, Ve'emer halal agodol, different repertoire. And we say halal agodol. Now the Gemara says halal agodol is the capital starting with Heidel Hashem Kitev Kilel Mchazdi, all the Kilel Mchazdi, that capital in Gemara is called Halal HaGodol. And the Gemara explains why it's called the big Halal, whatever the reason is. That capital till the next capital, Naras Bovel, that capital is called Halal HaGodol. So here it says, I'll read it again. On the fourth cup, we finish the regular Halal and we say the Halal HaGodol. And who said this? Divrei Reb Tarfon, this is what Reb Tarfon said. There is another girsa, not the way we have it in our Gemara printed, but there's another girsa that comes from the Gainim, a girsa in this Gemara a little bit different. An interesting girsa. And I'll read that girsa, even though it's not printed in our Gemara, but there's a girsa like this. Revi, the fourth cup, Gemara of us halal. We finish the halal. And then, Chamishi, a fifth cup, Emerol of Halal HaGodol. We say the Halal HaGodol, Divrei Reb Tarfon, that's what Reb Tarfon holds. And it seems according to some, not everyone agrees, but according to some, that there's a machlekes here, an argument between the first opinion and Reb Tarfon. The first opinion is that we drink four cups. Comes Reb Tarfon and he adds and he argues and he says that we have a fifth cup and we say Halal HaGodol. That's not what we do Bepeil. Bepeil, where you have the fourth cup and on the fourth cup you finish Halal. We also say on the fourth cup, the Halal HaGodol, and we say the Halaluko. But the way that gives is in Gemara, that Reb Tarfon holds, that we have a fifth cup, and we say on the fifth cup, the Halal HaGodol. This is the introduction. Now we'll get to the sheet of the Rambam. So let's read the Sikh inside. The Rambam in Perik Ches, the beginning of Perik Ches, the eighth Perik of Hilchos Chometz Matzah, the Rambam starts off by saying, now he's, before he tells us all the dinim, now he makes the order. He tells us, Poshet, practically the order. And he starts off that Perik by saying, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seilem Bleil Chamish Oseh Kachu. The order of how he fulfilled these mitzvahs on the night of the 15th, which is the night of Pesach, Kachu, this is what it is. And the Rambam tells us, same thing as we read in the Gemara, and as the Rambam said before, that we make a broch on every cup. And first time we say Kiddush, and Shechionu, we drink it. Then he says, in the beginning of Perek Shmini. And then he says, we make Netil Sidayim. Then he says, it goes on to the whole Seder of everything. Then, Nochen Kos Revi, when the Rambam continues, and he comes after, when he describes what we do with the fourth cup, Zog the Rambam says, this is in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says like this, V'yeshle Limze Keis Chamishi. I'll translate the words V'yeshle in simple translation, and we'll see later what it actually it means. Yeshle simply means, and he, Yeshle, he has. And we'll see what that means. He has limze keis chamishi to pour a fifth cup, v'lo yemer olav halal hagodol to say halal hagodol. For who? What is the halal agodal? As we said before, mahuma heidel Hashem kitayv, starting from the words heidel Hashem kitayv kileil mchazdei ad al naris bavel till the next capital, all the kileil mchazdei. So the Rambam says yeshlei, he has to pour a fifth cup and say the halal agodal, and he says what it is. And then the Rambam finishes, continues, and this cup, which is the fifth cup, is not an obligation like the four cups. Their mocker of Kais Hamishi is in the Braise, the Girsas Hageinim. The source that there is such a thing as a fifth cup comes from the Braise that we quoted from the Gemara before. According not to our Girsa, the way we have it, it doesn't mention the fifth cup, but according to the Girsa of the Geinim. The Geinim were the people who came after the Gemara, there was Rabbanan Sefaroi, then came the Gein before the Rishonim yet. So they had a different Girsa in Gemara. Their Girsa was, as I said before, Chamishi. The Gemara says that fourth, you say, on that finish Halal. And then they have the Girsa Chamishi, the fifth cup, Eimer all of Halal Agodl. You say this big Halal, which is Kilel and Chazdeis, Divere Reptartim. And that's where the Rambam gets his din. So obviously the Rambam also had the Girsa in the Gemara, like the Geinim, that Reb Tarfon has another opinion. His opinion is that we drink a fifth cup. Seems like we drink a fifth cup and we say the Halal God. State in Sefer Rabbeinu Menach for Rambam. So it says in the Sefer Rabbeinu Menach wrote a Pirush on the Rambam. He says like this. Mehosha minen, from this Rambam we see, the Oser Lemishte Yayin Achar Arba Kesis, that after the four cups, you're not allowed to drink wine. The Isalka Daita of the Shori, if you would think that you're allowed to drink wine, why would you need to say halagot? Which means like this, and I'll explain what it means. Rabbeinu Menach learns that the Rambam learns pshat in this fifth cup, you say halagotl. Pshat is like this, that's the way it seems he learns. There are four cups only. If you're thirsty, let's say, and you want to drink more wine, which you're not allowed to. So the din is, you have an eitzah. You could have a fifth cup. But if you're going to decide to have a fifth cup, it's only if you say the halal agodal of it. So the Rabbeinu Menach says, from here we see that normally you cannot drink any wine after the fourth cup. Because if isal kadaita chidda, you would think that you're allowed to. Why would we tell him the meimer of halal agodal? Why would that sell all good? Why can't we say you can drink more wine if you want? Since the Rambam brings that there's a fifth cup and you have to say halal godel, elav shmamino is araya de ein le lishtes, araya that you can't drink. Avalim rotza lishtes, but if he wants to drink, so rechleimer aleisa kos, you have to say something special on that cup, dugmi de revi, just like the fourth cup, and you have to say it minyone de halola. You have to say the same meaning of what you said in the fourth cup, you said the regular halal. So you have to say the inyan of the halal, and something has to do with Tzias Mitzrayim. And if you don't do that, also lishtes, you're not allowed to drink. So the Rabbeinu Menach goes that way. He says that from the Rambam we see that you're not allowed to drink after the fourth cup. And how does we see it from the Rambam? From the fact that the Rambam says that the fifth cup, you have to say halal agodal. So what comes out? How does the Rambam learn pshat and Rambam? From divrei Rabbeinu Menach is fashtani. From the words of Rabbeinu Menach, we understand as a len divrei Rambam that he learns pshat and the Rambam as the case chamish is zayinah for the shoes, that the fifth cup that the Rambam mentioned is only you're able to do it. You don't have to do it. It's not a chayva. The yeshle limzik. So he learns pshat when the Rambam says the yeshle limzik, which we teach the yeshle means he has to, means meita heter. That means you're allowed to. V'yeshle, and a lot of times it means that. V'yeshle means you could do it if you want. That there is a heter. Im rotze lishteis. If you decide, if you want to drink, you have it heter to drink it, but tzorech leimer aleisa kos, you have to say on that cup the halal agodal. And that is taki v'dishita from kama v'geinim. Many of the geinim, and the Rebbe brings in order 6, brings in order 4, there's a whole discussion in geinim. Many geinim hold, as keis chamish is reshus mamish, the fifth cup. The fact that there's a concept of a fifth cup is mamish, something that if you want to, you could do. Since in Gansen, totally, but saying it depends only what you want, with the condition that you have to say the halal agodal. So it seems like the Rambam learns like that too, according to the Rabbeinu Menach. So let's go back what the Rambam says. When the Rambam, when he finishes with the four cups, looking back at the Loshin, he says, V'yeshle limza keis chamisha v'leimar of halal agodal, means you are able to, you're allowed to. You're allowed to have a fifth cup, but you have to say the halal agodal on it. So the Rambam holds that the fifth cup, even though he mentions it, is completely dependent on the person's will. If he wants to, he could have a fifth cup and say halal agoru. This pshat is not simple to put it into the words of Rambam. From the Rambam's Messiah, because as we heard before, the Rambam finishes off, this is not an obligation like the four cases. If the Rambam holds that the fifth cup is not an obligation at all, but the Rambam should be very simple, short. This cup is not an obligation. The Rebbe in Order 9 actually says even these words are not so simple. He didn't even have to say that. Because normally when it says v'yesh loy, means you're able to. It means it's up to you. So he didn't even have to write it's not a cheva. But even let's say he did want to tell us clearly. So all he would have to write, this cup is not an obligation. For Nairiches Loshna Rambam is mashim from the length of the Rambam's expression seems, azeir dekos chami shehot is a cheva. But the fifth cup also has a certain obligation. Said Norbas, it's not the same level obligation as the four cups, but there's a certain level of obligation. And according to the way we said before, it seems for Rabbeinu Menayach, Shat and Rambam, the Rambam holds it's completely no obligation whatsoever. But it doesn't seem from the Rambam like that. So there's some little obligation. And what that means, we'll see later. Seems from the Ranim Psochim, also learned Shat and Rambam, that there is some kind of obligation, not like it seems to Rabbi Nemanayach. Because Velcheshnai B'divir Reb Tarfon, the Ran explains the words of Reb Tarfon, he writes like this. Dalet chay keses cheva. The four cups are an obligation. Chamishi reshus. The fifth one is not an obligation. It's up to you. Im rotze lishtes. If you do want to drink, you're able to drink it. Eimer alav halal agod letis alagod. Iname. Then he says another pshad. The mitzvah menamufchar lishtes kes chamishi. It's a mitzvah, mamufcha means it's better mitzvah. The mitzvah is done betterly. Better. There is a concept of obligation, so to speak. It's better if you do it. That's up to you. It's a mitzvah in mamufcha if you drink a fifth cup. And then you say the halal agodl. Behind the lishla, that's the meaning of the words. It's the halal agodl. So the second pshat in the Ran says, the second pshat, that it is a shtikl cheva, and he finishes off. This is how the words of the Rambam tilt in the last perik of Hilchas Chometz Matzah. Hainu, that means as I learned das Rambam, so we see that the Ran learns pshat in Rambam. At the kos chamishi is mitzvah min amufcher. This fifth cup is not just a reshus up to you decide completely. If you do it, you're makayim the mitzvah better. When the father the Rambam makes the case, now according to that we understand why the Rambam adds case ain't a cheva kmei arba cases, that this cup is not the same obligation as the arba. It doesn't say it's not an obligation at all. There is something there, just not the same level as the four cups. As afa pi yeshli limzik, and that's what the Rambam means. Even though yeshli limzik, you should yeshli doesn't mean it's completely up to you. You should do it. Yeshle, according to the Ran, it seems that Yeshle Limzik means yes, you should. Before we said the Pshat Yeshle Limzik, it's up to you if you want. But it comes out from here, Yeshle Limzik, you should do it. From that second, nevertheless, even though it's a mitzvah min amufcher, nevertheless, keze ein lechevo kmei arba keses is not the same level of obligation like the four cups. So the Chur, you have a second Pshat. So if we have one pshat, is then what the Rebbe said, this is not so mashma the Rambam, that the Rambam holds completely to the shoes. It's not an obligation at all. Now we have a second pshat, which is mashma from the Rambam, and the way that seems the Rambam learned pshat and Rambam, that there is a shtickle obligation. You should do it. It's a good idea, and you should do it. Yeshli, you shall make the fifth cup. But it's not the same level of obligation as the four. Obereich der pirush is l'chura nitin ganse glatik in lashon Rambam. Even this pshat is not so clear, simple, smooth in the words of the Rambam. If the Rambam holds that you should do it, he would have written clearly. Like it's common for the Rambam to write many places. He should have written like this. It's a mitzvah in a mufcher means it's a better mitzvah. It's a right thing to do, better thing to do, to pour the fifth cup and say, halal God. Okay, yes, a similar lotion. He would have written clear. Why does he write in a way that it's not a cheva like the others? It's not clear. If he means Poshet, it's a good idea, you should do it. He should have written like that. As we said before, it only says it's not the same obligation like before, but there is some obligation. It's not a real mitzvah. Not even a mitzvah, even a mitzvah in a mufcher. Because if it would be a mitzvah in a mufcher, he would say it clearly. That's what the Rambam said, yeshle, because it's not a mitzvah in a mufcher. It's a shtikl chayv and a mitzvah mufcher, which we're stuck here in between. So what is it? It's a shtikl cheva, but not a mitzvah in a mufcher. So what is the pshat in Rambam? Betten das verstehen api diik aloshen divere Rambam. We'll understand this by first looking into exact words of the Rambam. The Rebbe goes through and analyzes the whole thing. Very gishmak. Betten das verstehen api diik aloshen divere Rambam. We'll understand by looking into the Rambam. But negeh to the dalet cases paskan the Rambam. When it comes to the four cups that we drink, the Rambam says like this. This is what the Rambam writes. Kol case, with case, marba cases, halolam, avorach, halabarach, miyatz. We read the Rambam before, but here's reading it again. The Rebbe quotes the Rambam. Every one of the four cups, you make a separate broche, which means a separate agoche, which is a big chidish. Because the chur, if you drink a few cups of wine, you make a broche on the first, not on the rest. But here, whatever reason, make a broche on each one. Und brengt euch, was mizogt av yedin from the cases. And he brings what we say on every one of the cups. First one, we say chidish, second one, we say agod, etc. Und danach in dem Seder Asi is Masses Eil Mitzvah Seila Belil Chashem Yishosa. And later in the next Perik, Perik Tes, when he goes into the practical order of how you do these mitzvahs, is there mefaret by yedin kos azer isheisa. By every cup when he says, drink the cup. By Keis Rishon, the first cup, he says, Mevorach Beire Pri Hagofen, you make Hagofen, Ve'emer Olav Kiddush Hayeim Uzman, you make Kiddush on it, and you say Shechionu, Ve'sheisa, drink the cup. By the second cup, he writes, you make a goffin, it's after the agode, make a goffin, and you drink the cup. By the third cup, he says, you bench over that cup, and you drink it. By the fourth cup, he doesn't say exactly the words you drink it, but he says something similar. You make a goffin, and after that, don't take anything, don't taste anything. Which means, the Rambam is telling us, after you finish with this cup, which means, as far as taste, the last thing that you taste should be the fourth cup. So the Rambam is as if he's saying, drink that fourth cup. Because he says, after that, don't drink anything, don't taste, eat anything. After that, that means this is the last thing you drink. So by all four cups, the Rambam stresses the word that you drink it. But when it comes to the fifth cup, Zog the Rambam nor canal, the Rambam says, and quoting again what the Rambam says, Yeshli, you have to, you could, whatever the taichin yeshli, to pour the fifth cup, the lamer all of halal agodel, and you say the halal agodel, and he doesn't finish off like he did by the fourth cup, four cups, that you say agof and then you drink it. He didn't mention that you drink the cup. Why? Well, Pia, you do a gate ladik shall Rambam Milshain, knowing how much exact the Rambam was when all the wording he said, the full movement is understood. Ados goof is kavanos ledaik, that the Rambam means to tell us, to be medaik, Adam Keis Chamish is manichais, by not writing, by the four cups he writes, he drink, and here he doesn't, he's telling us he don't drink it. Mezim nor mezik, umezoktev him halagod, you just pour it. So he's learning a nupshat in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Yeshli limze Keis Chamishi, which means you should do it. You should pour the fifth cup and say the halal agodel, and that's it. But he doesn't, and don't drink it. You say halal, and you don't drink it. And if you think about it, it fits to the hemshech of the Rambam. What did he write the Rambam before that? Before the fifth cup, he says, he says, you pour the fourth cup, you say halal, and you make a goffin, and the whole night, he shouldn't taste anything. Chutz min amayim, besides water, he also could drink water. That's what he says. And right after that, he says, you pour the fifth cup. So how could you say when he says he pours the fifth cup, you mean to drink it, when a minute, a line before that, he writes that after the fourth cup, you can't drink anything except water. The Rambam will not. First, he says, don't taste anything, which means don't drink anything besides water. After the fourth cup, and right after that, he'll write, I'm a trink a kos yayin, gleich noch ein kos revi, that you drink a cup after the fourth, you do drink a fourth cup. It's a contradiction. It seems very clear from the Rambam, as the Rebbe says, that the Rambam holds that you don't drink that fifth cup. Ayi says, yesh lelim zeg, yeah, the Rambam holds that you pour the fifth cup and you don't drink it. Yesh lemer abir bezeh, so the pshat in Rambam, the Rebbe says like this, The Rambam learned for the day as was like Mefarish as Reptarfen is Mechulim and Dastan Akamer. The Rambam holds that Reptarfen, according like those opinions, that Reptarfen argues with Tanakamer. Simi is Mechulim not the cases or the Chamisha cases, whether we have to drink four or five cases. As we said before, in the Girsa in the Gemara, according to that, Girsa is at first it says that you drink four cups and on the fourth cup you finish halal. And then the Girsa says, and then you have a fifth cup and you say, Allah God, give it Reptarfen. And as we said before, many hold that Reb Tarfon argues with the first opinion. The first opinion says four cups and that's finished. Reb Tarfon says that you drink a fifth cup. So the Rambam will say like this, holds like that Girsa, and holds that Reb Tarfon is arguing. Now, that means that the first opinion, which is the Chachamim, hold that you don't drink a fifth cup. Since it's only Reb Tarfon against the rest of the Chachamim, you should pass him like that Tane. You only need four cups. The Tarfon is the one that holds that you need a fifth cup, but we don't hold that way. That's what we should do. The Gemara continues and discusses according to the Tarfon, when he has a fifth cup, says you should drink a fifth cup. What do you say? What is halal agodl? The Gemara goes in, what's halal agodl? Now, if the Gemara brings an opinion which is not according to halacha, the Gemara will not discuss details, because we don't pass them anyway. The Gemara goes into details understanding what is the meaning of Reptarfen. He says, you drink a fifth cup and you say, halal agodl. What's halal agodl? Therefore, mashma as Redas Reptarfen is yongenum alaloch. Is mashma that Reptarfen's opinion does count. So now we have a contradiction. The halacha, we pashed this like the Chachamim against Reptarfen, that you only have four, not fifth. Then the Gemara mashma that we do take Reptarfen alaloch. So what you do, you can't do both. Or you take the cup or you don't take the cup. Do you pass like the Chachamim that you only have four, or you pass Reptarfen that you have to fight? The Churabot Mekenzog could have said, maybe first glance, since we don't know who the Aloch is, like there's a possibility like this and like that. So we should be Machmer, like the Reptarfen, and drink a fifth cup, even if the Aloch is mainly like the Rabbonon. But we should do Reptarfen. That you can't say. You can't do that. According to Chachomim, that you only obligated four cups, you're not allowed to drink. It's not the pshat, they say you have to drink four, and he says you should drink five, so you could be machmir. Chachomim say you only drink four, but maybe you can drink anything after. But the Rambam zok, that's noch and kim, it's a dalet case. The Rambam says, after doing the four cups, you can't take any. Chutz min ha-mayim, except water, so you can't drink. So you can't say, let's be machmir. So what do? So we pass like a Chachamim, but we also want to do like a Ptarfen, because he's also expect Laloch. Is the Rambam Achriya, so the Rambam comes to a compromise. You should pour the fifth cup. Besule, and that's it. No more. Mizolim, not drink it, don't drink it. So we have two things here. Men drink nor fear case. We drink only four cups. We pour a fifth cup to be Yetze, the opinion of Ptarfen. What do we gain by pouring a fifth cup if we don't drink from it? What do we get? Yes, we find an example, something similar in Aloha. We find a case, mezigas kos, that you pour a cup, and we say certain things over the cup, and we don't drink it. Where do we find it? So Rabbi gives an example. If you ate Friday, and it went all the way into Shabbos, and you're allowed to, and you obviously you make Kiddush, and you continued eating into Shabbos. Now you have to bench. When you bench, you have to have a cup. Normally you drink, bench with a kos. It's a common day, as many opinions hold, that you would say benching on a cup, because that's the real way to do it. Even though nowadays you're not so makbid, but when there's a minion, you're makbid. Anyway, there is a din that you should book on a kos. So in a case like this, you should also do it on a cup. Here's a case where you didn't make Kiddush, obviously. You continue the meal into Friday night, and obviously the Chori didn't eat anything after the Shkia, whatever it is. But it's now you're benching after Shabbos already, and you didn't make Kiddush yet. So what do? You didn't make Kiddush yet, so you can't drink, but you're benching on the kos. So as many opinions hold, bench on the cup, even though you don't drink from it, because you can't drink before Kiddush. So the same thing is when it comes to the cups of Pesach night, that there is a concept in just having the kos and doing something over it, like here, you have the cup and you sit benching over it by this Friday night, and you don't drink it. The same thing here also. And the Rebbe explains, what do we mean the same thing Pesach night? Because in the Bechalal Zayin Afran and them Tzvei Nyonim, Bechal the cases of Pesach night, there are two Nyonim. That's obvious. The Rebbe just analyzes it. Number one, the Shlisa case is a union of drinking four cups. Second thing, those are the Chachomah Masakim, when Sezogin the Fyadr from the four cases. Then also, every one of these cups have something that you say over it. So there's two Nyonim in the cups. There's what you say over the cups, and then there's a drink in the cups. So we have these two things. So comes out, and we do find that there's a possibility of saying things over it, like we find by the benching of Friday night, in the case that we mentioned before, that you say over it the bench, but you don't drink it. The far paskin the Rambam has been gay cos chamisha that amazes I'm cos. Rambam paskin, you have to pour the cup, and that's time. Blame it all of halalagol, you have to say something over it. So you do say over it, so there is an accomplishment, something with the cup. Afa bikam in the trinket. Even though you can't drink it. And you do it, say to Yates, as much as possible, at least in this. So Tarfin himself probably holds so far that you have to drink it too. But we don't want to do like a Tarfin because the Chachamim say you only have four, so you can't drink anything after the fourth. But at least to a certain degree, we want to also be Yates in the opinion of Reb Tarfin. So we do partially of what Reb Tarfin holds, at least as much as we can, pour the fourth cup, and what do we gain? That there is something we say over it, and that is the halal agodol. But then the Rebbe says you could add another point. The Rambam learned the kama v'kama portion. Rambam maybe learns differently. The same idea, but the Rambam learns a little bit different. He learns like different beforshim. As a ptarfin is nit mechulep and dasa tanakama. That the ptarfin is not arguing with the tanakama with the first opinion. Till I was saying a ptarfin is arguing. So we do a little bit like a ptarfin. He also got to drink it too, and we just pour it to be yates a little bit. Could be the Rebbe says the Rambam holds that the Ptarfin does not even, like other portion, that the Ptarfin is not arguing. As the mitzvah to drink in this north of the Talmud case, he agrees with the Tanakhama to drink, you only drink the four cups. On the Pshat in Dibur Ptarfin, like he saw say, and the meaning, the Pirish, the Pshat in Ptarfin's words, according to the Girse of Chamishi Yomer of Halal HaGodol, that he holds that there's a fifth cup, Halal HaGodol, what did the Ptarfin mean? Reb Tarfon himself meant these as a dar blaze mace zainam kos. Reb Tarfon himself never meant more. He meant that you should just pour the fourth cup, the fifth cup, a lamer of halagos halagodl. Obanit drinking him, don't drink him. So before we said Reb Tarfon holds you drink it, we just do part of Reb Tarfon. Reb says another psha, maybe Reb Tarfon himself never meant it. He agrees with it on the comment that it's only four cups you have to drink. And then he says, there's a fifth cup that you should pour. And that's what he meant. Umilse betaime. And it makes sense, the Rebbe says. There's a reason behind it, why that would be. The Kos Chamisha is whiskey tilt and is anders from the under the four cases in the Mgeder Kima Mitzvah. This fifth cup is generally different than the other four cups in how you fulfill the mitzvah. Certainly what the object of the mitzvah, what kind of object, what's the gather of the cup. So we'll see that fifth cup is different. Maybe there's a reason that even Reb Tarfon holds that you shouldn't drink from it, and explains why. Then the four cases of the Gemara, concerning the four cups, the Gemara says, Arba kasa tikna rabbanon derech chedus. The rabbanon established, made a takana that you have to drink four cups of wine in the form of freedom, to show freedom. Kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. So therefore, each one cup, we should do a mitzvah with the cup. With the Rama zokfriya, with the Rama said before, kol kos v'kos marba kases alolu, he quoted it before, every one of these four cups, mevorach al ha-brocha b'fnei make a separate brocha, and then he says what you do with it. Keis rishnei merol of kiddush hayayim, the first one you say kiddush, keisheni kirol v'sahalal, the second one you say the hagod over it, keis lishim mevorach al b'rich samos, the third cup you say benching, keis revi gemerol v'sahalal, mevorach al b'rich hashir, the fourth cup is finish halal, and you say the b'rich hashir, which is yalucha, etc. That's haste, that means like this, shot in these words. Even like the Alter Rebbe says, the Rambam also holds that each cup is a separate dinyan. Each one is a separate cheirus, shows freedom separately in a separate mitzvah. Nevertheless, there is something, a common denominator between all four. Each one has a separate dinyan, but they're all something in common. They're all in the same gather, in the same category of a mitzvah. Number one, the mitzvah shava b'chol da'alat kesa shtiyah l'cheirus. Number one, they all four have the same thing, that you drink it, and that shows the freedom. So that's one thing that all four cups do the same. And another thing, each cup has a certain mitzvah that you say on it and a certain separate bracha. That's a common denominator. Common denominator that each one has its own inyan that you do with it. So each one has that. The fifth cup is not in the same category, in the same gather of the mitzvah, of fulfilling the mitzvah of the four cups. Number one, the kosei is maniches, and we don't drink it. That's what we just said, we don't drink it. And number two, the amir olav is nit besuga amir of the dalot cases. That whatever we say over it is in the same, not the same categories, but order four cups, there are certain things you say on it. The das Rambam is when the amir of kes chamish nit chesem bebrocha. You look, see the Rambam says that when we finish off the fifth cup, the way the Rambam says, he doesn't say that we make a brocha for it. We don't mean the brocha gofer now. We're talking now about a brocha. Every one of the four cups has a brocha. Kiddush is a brocha. The Haggadah finishes with a brocha. Benching is a brocha. The fourth cup we finish off with a brocha. As we know, we say in the Haggadah, finish with a brocha. By the fifth cup, there's no end with a brocha. So we right away we see it's a different type of drinking. Even if you have to drink the fifth, even if there's such a thing, not drink, but even if there's such a thing as a fifth cup, it's not the same. And you might say, as the Kais Chamisha was a Zog deruv Halal HaGodol, maybe the Pshat is like this, that the fifth cup, that you say that big Halal, which is Fun Heidel Hashem Ketev Al Naras Bola, starting Heidel Hashem Ketev, Kilo Elam Chazdei, all the way through old Kilo Elam Chazdei, still Al Naras Bovel, you know what that is? And we have a fifth cup for it? Is a Halal V'edov, Klolos Dalat Kesesh Kei Mitzvosim. That's not part of the mitzvah of the four cups. That's a thanking Hashem for giving us the mitzvah of the four cups. Maybe more. It's a thanking Hashem for being able to fulfill all the mitzvahs that we're doing that night. I'm not going into the details. So B'meil Rebbe is trying to show this is a separate category of a cup. So if it's a separate category of a cup, it makes sense. That should be there. Don't drink it. The other cups have its own inyan, so there's a special drinking in it, special cheirus, and that's something in all the four cups. So they're all something that you have to drink. You express this. But the fifth cup is an inyan for itself, especially if you're going to say that's b'chal, it's a thanking Hashem for the four cups. So this, you don't have to drink it. But maybe you don't have to drink it. Al pizeh, the Rebbe said, so now we know the pshat, two pshat, along the same lines, that the Rebbe learns pshat Rambam that you pour the fifth cup and you don't drink it. So but the first pshat is that is not what Reb Tarfon meant, but we do some part of what Reb Tarfon meant. And the second pshat, the Rebbe says, maybe Reb Tarfon never even meant it. You could learn like that Reb Tarfon, when he adds, according to that Girsin Gemara, that he adds that there's a fifth cup and you say Allah Godel, he himself means he should only pour because it's a different category of cup. It's not the same category that you have to drink from it. Now, this will also explain the words of the Rambam where he says, Yesh le limzi keis chamishi. The Rambam says, you can. Not even you can. That according to Rebbe's Pshat, not you can. You should. There's an inyan in it. Muzoknit mitzvah namufchad liskeins chamishi. If tak, according to the Rebbe, even according to the Rebbe, who learns that it's, we understand why it's a shtickle obligation because pouring is, but it's not the same like the four cups. But why doesn't he say mitzvah namufchad? Now we'll understand. He doesn't say mitzvah namufchad limzik. Even the pouring, he doesn't say it's a mitzvah namufchad to pour the fifth cup or any similar loshik. Because lachur, even so far, even according to the Rebbe's Pshat, he could have said it's a mitzvah menamufcha to pour, but it's still a mitzvah menamufcha. So the Rebbe explains why. The losha mitzvah menamufcha b'derech klal b'dayit ados ha'isofesh tlemus in ki mitzvah zu. When we say there's a certain mitzvah, then we say there's a mitzvah menamufcha. It means that something better to do makes the mitzvah that you're doing more complete. That's what we say. This mitzvah could be done, mitzvah menamufcha. The mitzvah could be done, and the mitzvah should be done more complete. That's what you usually do. Nochmer. Go further. It doesn't only mean that the person could do something that will make the mitzvah better. That means he is doing something more to the mitzvah. Nor mitzvah mina mufcher means, when you say the word, the mitzvah is mina mufcher is better, the maile mina mufcher is in the chefze da mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is better. Not only, because sometimes you could say, the mitzvah is done just the way you did it and finished. If you do it in some other way, you're showing more that you like the mitzvah, something in the person. Mitzvah namufcha means the mitzvah is better. That means there is a change in the mitzvah itself. Well, derech losh naram, because an example, but we find the Rambam saying that. The Rambam writes when getting Neres Chanukah. Concerning Chanukah, we know mitzvah sheyia b'chol bayis abayis. Mitzvah sheyia b'chol bayis abayis madlik nerechad. The mitzvah is that in every house there should be every night one candle for the whole household. That's the mitzvah. That's the first mitzvah. Then the Rambam quotes, it's all from the Gemara. Hamahader esa mitzvah. If you mahader, you do it once another way. That you do it that each person has his own candle. Hamahader yeser al zeva. Esa mitzvah in amufcher. If I'm going to be mahader more and you do, and the Rambam uses losh mitzvah in amufcher, madik neir l'chol echot, v'layla rishn, meisa v'elu b'chalayla b'layla neir echot. That you write light. Every night, every person should light one. The first night, one. The second night, you go further and you go two and three and four. So that's more. So it's three levels. The original mitzvah is one for the whole household. Every night, one. Second one is that not only one for the household, but everyone should have a candle, one candle every night. And then mitzvah namufcher is that everyone should have a candle, but every day to add. But that hidur dorten is anufta in mitzvahs nechanik and gufa. There is not only the person shows something. The mitzvahs ner chanukah is better. In the chefze, the neres chanukah. In the candles of chanukah, there is something better. Like the Rebbe explained in a different place. So we see from there, mitzvah and amufcha, the mitzvah is better. We bald, as a shita Rambam is a case, chamish and eaten together from the mitzvah's al cases, since we explained according to the Rambam. Even if you hold this, is a fifth cup. But that fifth cup is not in the same category we said as the four. It's a separate inyan. Is nishayches to zog not the case. Hey, is min amufcher in mitzvahs dalat cases. You can't say it's a mitzvah amufcher. Mitzvah amufcher would mean if the Rambam would say it, the mitzvah is dalat cases. That mitzvah of dalat cases becomes better if you add a fifth cup. But that we said before is not true. According to the Rambam, it doesn't add any. It's a different category. It's a new thing. That's a new thing that there's a inyan in having pouring a fifth cup. So the Rambam doesn't want. That's why the Rambam says you should pour. You should pour a fifth cup. He doesn't say mitzvah namufcher. He says different. He says v'yeshle. He's telling you a new thing. You should. It's kedai. It's right to pour a fifth. But he doesn't say it's mitzvah namufcher. Because mitzvah namufcher means that these four cups become better if you have a fifth cup. It's not. It's a new gather. On their far is the Rambam ma'irich b'lusheni. That's why the Rambam goes into length. The case ain't a chayv k'mei arba cases. The Rebbe has the kasha. Why does the Rambam write this is not an obligation like the four cups? It should say it's not an obligation, because according to the Rebbe, it is an obligation, but not like the four cups. And it's madgish ader kos chamishi. The Rambam stresses the fifth cup is nit chayv with the andere cases. It's not an obligation like the other four. Nor mendit v'yeshli. Yeshli means you should do it. It's a good thing to do, but nothing to do with the four cups. It's not the same type of the four cups. We cannot like explain before. So all the words of the Rambam fit. You should do it. Yeshli means you should do it, but the Rambam doesn't write that it's a mitzvah in a mufcher, and he writes it's not a chaver like the others. It has some kind of inyan of something that you should do, and he only writes you should pour and not to drink, and everything fits. He writes you can't drink after the fourth cup, and right away he writes that you should make a fifth cup, because he doesn't hold you should drink it. He writes, you can't drink anything after fourth cup. Yeah, and then he says, pour a fifth cup. Listen, you can't do anything after the fourth cup. And he says, pour a fifth cup, but don't drink it. Now the Rebbe goes into another prat in the sinya. Hina yashem, and the some say, Ados was men. By the way, I just want to mention that the Rebbe brings in the orders that the Rambam's son writes that the Rambam himself only did the four cups. The Rambam didn't pour a fifth cup. Because really, it's a good thing to do, the Rambam says, but the Rambam didn't do it. So first, the Rebbe writes before, could be the Rambam changed his mind. He wrote that in the Sefer, but when it came later on, when his son, Rabbi Avram, was by the Seder of his father, it was ready when he changed his mind, and he didn't even do that. But the Rambam himself did not pour the fifth cup. But the Rebbe will explain later a little bit in the order why the Rambam, the Pale, did not, and we'll get to it. But the Vayla was saying like this, Yes, some say the fact that we have Leo and Novi's cup, it is because it's connected to this fifth cup. Since there's an argument in Gemara whether you need a fifth cup, the halacha is never clear. The far, since we don't, it's a doubt, so we make a fifth cup. That's the cup of Leo, that we make a fifth cup. But we don't drink it. The far roof from them cause case shalio, and that opinion that holds that this is case shalio is connected to that fifth cup. That's why we call it the cup of Elio. undeiten dig damit, we point out for this, aber nil yov et kumen, und et mevare sein alles fakes, but eh, der sofik, wegen dem kosten es bare ben. Well, yov will come, and he's going to explain, find solutions to every question. So they'll also come and resolve whether we need a fifth cup or not. So this cup, which is based on the sofik, how we pasken, according to those opinions. So we call it the case of Eliyahu. We're waiting for Eliyahu to tell us whether we need it or not. But the Rebbe says, for Chok Yankiv, and the Malten Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, is a bermuchach ad azayin atzvei bezunder in yonif. And the Chok Yankiv and the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that this has, the case of Eliyahu has nothing to do with the fifth cup. The Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch m'sak haramo, the Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo writes, ach adalet cases after the four cups, no agu kol yisroo min deris sarishenim shleilish tis yayin. That from all generations, we don't drink wine afterwards. And then he brings imlay, let's say, rachar, unless you really, really need. Kigon sheistanis is a shoytoyev harba lishtis. Istanis is some kind of, he is very refined and he feels he needs the wine. Or he's very, very thirsty or whatever, really wants to drink. Then you could drink the wine. You could drink. Imlay shar mashkan, if you don't have anything to drink, like you could drink other things. Not kiyayin, if you only have wine. Yes, lahate leilishtas kes chamisha. You're allowed to. You could be matter him to drink a fifth cup. For leimer all of halal agodul, and say the halal agodul with nishmas and nishtabach adachsim and nishmas and nishtabach till the end, and you drink a fifth cup. So the Alter Rebbe, the Chokyan, the Alter Rebbe brings this concept of having a fifth cup. That if you really have to, you could have a fifth cup and you could even drink it. When you Friedrich and Simon zok der Alter Rebbe in previous Simon, a different Simon before, he brings from Chok Yankiv v'neagim b'mdina selu, the meaning in these countries limzik. Case echad yesem ha-mesumim, we pour one cup more than what the people have. The keren esem, we call it cases shelio. That's it. So the Alter Rebbe brings both. He brings the sinyan of the possibility of a fifth cup, and he brings sinyan of cases shelio. For them is moving that design it's way bezunder zachal legamre. From that we see that they're two separate inyonim. At kedikach, so much so. Number one, say shteyan zayne fanander getelt it's way bezunder simonim. They're divided. They're written in two separate simonim. If they'd be the same minyan, it would go together. They're two separate simonim. And the second thing is, they have different names. One is called the case of Eliyo, and the other one is called case Chamish. They have different dinim. Lish this case Chamish, this fact of drinking a fifth cup, the way the Alter Rebbe says, if someone needs it, someone is thirsty, and he has it. So then we allow them to do it. And even when we allow him to drink the wine, the fifth cup, the din is that you have to say halal agodol. That's the meaning. Everyone does it. That's the meaning. That's number one. So we see different dinim. So it's different, written different places. They have different names. And even more than that, we see the halacha is different. The halacha by the cup of halio, it's done for sure. And by the fifth cup, the way they write, it's only if you have to, etc. And chiluk achi gadol, the biggest difference is mizmezik no case echad yesem ena mesubim. Case elyo, you add one, you only make one cup. All the people, you have 20 people at the table, the four cups everyone drinks. The shelyo is only one. V'shayich l'seder kol ha-mesubim. And this one cup is connected to all the people by the seder. Nitken case l'chol echad. It's not that everyone gets a cup. Pours a cup shel Eliyahu. Hashem in the case chamishi, but the fifth cup that we're talking about was matmata given to yednayim. That everyone, let's say, if all the 20 people are thirsty, they all could do it. Vel chadaf tetzuam. But anybody who needs it has this heter of doing it and saying halal godim. When mizem moving eben again la rama mishetosi in case chamishi. This is that you hold that you don't have to pour the fifth cup, but you're allowed to. So some say we connected this case shel Eliyahu. So this is not according to the Rambam. As we said, the Rambam holds was hal kenalas is mitzvah maheter or the reshus nevi yesh lichiv. According to the Rambam, we said the Rambam holds it's not just a heter. It's something you should do. We're obligated to do. Not to drink it, but obligated. So, when you get to the Rambam, with keis chamish, ados is nit achiyuf and ein kos for alam esubim. According to the Rambam, also when he says that you should do it, he doesn't hold one person should do it. It should be one on the table. When he says v'yeshlin, and we said before, in order to be yetsa shit of the rabbi Tarfim, you should. So everyone should do that. Everyone who does the mitzvah has to have that fourth, that fifth cup. The Rambam says, yesh loy limzik. He, meaning he who has the arba cases, who drinks the four cups has to do it. Afilu nit yeshlim zik sam chesam. She doesn't even say you should pour a fifth cup. So we see from the Rambam also, you can learn Pshat in the Rambam, that by the fifth cup, everybody should do it. Which is not Keset Shalaleo. Keset Shalaleo, it's only one. So we see that the Rebbe does not agree with those that hold that the Keset Shalaleo is because of the Keset Chamishim. We make this like as shorter, like a compromise, because we don't know if we have to have a fifth cup, we make that. Now, Abir b'derechef shebepnimi sinyonim, to explain this, what is the difference between these two inyonim? They're not the same. In Pnimi Sinyonim, more in Chassidus, was number one, Case Chamish and Case Shalaleo, Zayin Tzvei Bezun Derezach, and Bin Yonayim and Dinayim Kanal. To explain up Pnimius, that this fifth cup and Case Shalaleo are two separate Inyonim, Sayim what the Inyon is, Sayim the Dinim, like we said, Unochma, not only are they two separate Inyonim, Begifint is a Inyonim Hofchem, we find opposites. Case Chamish, Paskin the Rambam, Yesh Leilim is a Case Chamish. A Case Chamish, the Rambam say you should do it. Aber Lepeil is Mazich Nitnei, because Lepeil, we don't do it. We don't do it. In Shulchan Aruch, it's only if your person is a refined, and the person is hungry, thirsty, very thirsty, then we get allowed to do it. But not that you should do it. In the case Shalyo is hepechadover. The case Shalyo is the opposite. Their cause vet nida monting gemara and reshenim, that's not mentioned. The other one is mentioned. The Rambam, the fifth cup is mentioned. The Rambam, and based on the gears in gemara, the case of Shalyo is not mentioned in Gemara, not in the Shein, nor blazing Nachreinim, only in the later generations. After their cause is given a meaning of Cholt Vitzis Yisrael. That became a meaning in all, by all Yidden, there's a meaning of case of Shalyo. Shleim de Asbara Bezeser. I will explain the difference between the two and the explanation of Pichsidis. We find that Tzad HaShov in the two cases, we find a common denominator in these two cups. Was Lefi Anal, according to what we said before, metring zenit is a norm mezik. In these two cups, case Shalaleo and the case Chamishi, as we said before, both of them we don't drink, but we pour it. What does that mean? Well, the funis fashtanik as beides and verbunden mit azah veide madreki velachis hecher von avede saodem bemeiser peil shtir. It shows that you don't have to do anything. You have to pour it. Pour it, but you yourself don't drink it. That means, if you talk about everything has a ruchnizdiki meaning, a spiritual meaning, a certain connection to higher madregas, everything that you do. Now we know there are certain things that you have to do in order to be mamshich, that light of Hashem, Ein Sof, that comes down in connection to that inyan that we do, you have to do something to bring it down. That's called Isarusa Delatate, and that brings down the Eir. That brings down the Eir. Here we say, in both cases, we connect to such a madrega that you can do. You don't ask it to do it. In case it means you don't drink, that means it's a madrege that you can't reach. It's not dependent on what you do. When does the pirish pnimi and then was the Rambam is Messiah, and that's the deeper meaning when the Rambam writes the case that ain't a chevok mearba cases. It's not an obligation arba cases. That means this is something there is no obligation here. Now the Rambam means to tell us according to Chassidus, and I'll say it by heart before we learn inside. We learn Chassidus. That from a certain angle, things that we do, which is not an obligation, reaches a higher madrege. Obviously, we know that this is the Eibishter wants. The Eibishter is happy. If, for instance, that's written concerning Hakofes. It says in Chassidus, Alter Rebbe Melechut Teira writes, that Hakofes is only a minig. There's no cheva. Simchas Yontev is a din. Simchas Beis Hasheva is also a simche. But it's not written in the Torah, but it's a simcha from David that gave us. Simcha's Torah is not a cheva. It's not an obligation. It's only a minig. Where is the greatest simcha? The greatest simcha by Yidden is in Simcha's Torah. So that means, das ist verbunden mit der Madrege, welch ist hecher für cheva. This is connected such a madrege, which is beyond cheva. Okay, you do a beer, being a tefillah, service, or shoes. It's known, the explanation, we know Shachris is an obligation. Mincha is an obligation. Ma'ariv, it says, became an obligation because the Yidden accepted to do it. So it says in Chassidus, Ma'ariv is higher than the other two. Because an obligation, if a mitzvah is an obligation, that means we, through our Aveda, have the power to reach him, bring something down. But sometimes there is such a high madrega, we can't do it. So the Eibishter never even gave us an obligation to do it. And if we do it, that means we do it without being obligated, that's even deeper. And as the explanation goes, so here the Rambam says, this one is not a cheva. The Arba cases are a cheva. This is not a cheva, which means it's a madrega higher than a cheva. So this fifth cup is not a chayva because it reaches a very high madrega. Kesa shel Eliyo is also not vechis farbunim with the minyan agula v'sishechav and avedas adam. It's also not a chayva, not an obligation, no din that you have to do it. It's a minig, but it's connected to a madrega very high, especially by the kesa shel Eliyo, it's connected to Eliyo, and he's going to bring the gula, and that's a very high madrega beyond saying that we could reach it. Avada, we have to do everything for it, but actually reaching it is something that is beyond the chayva. So both of them have that in common. Still, there's a difference. The fifth cup, the name fifth means it comes after the word fifth means there is one, two, three before. That means as much as we don't drink the cup, and it's something that we don't, there's nothing that we do for that, but it's connected to what we did before. That's why it's called chamishi. The fifth cup is different. I mean, the custom of Eliyahu is different. It's an inya for itself. It's not connected to anything we did before. It's completely something that is beyond our aveda. The fifth cup is itself not an aveda, but it's behemshach to the aveda. So what does that mean? That's an explanation episode this. The hamshach of the fifth cup, which is something beyond our reach. That's why there's nothing we do for it. But it could only come through and after we do completely what we have to do. So we first have to do what we have to do. There is a Yisarusa Deleila, it's a Yisarus from above. But sometimes it's called the third level because there's a few levels of Yisarusa Deleila that comes after we do. We have to do our part. We have to do Yisarusa Deleila. But that will not reach that high madrega. It'll reach certain madregas. But when we finish our whatever we could do and we reach that madrega, then that we make the place that we are, a Nasar Shlim, it means the Lashon of the Zayar. It makes a complete place. So we're making ourselves a complete vessel to receive that high madriga. So it's not that sometimes there are things we reach and we bring down. But this is something we can't reach to bring down. But we have to prepare ourselves to finish what we could do, make ourselves complete from our side. Then the Eibushter on his own is mamshach that madriga, and that's not a cheva, not that we do, and he brings it down. So here, the fifth cup is like that. You don't drink it. That means it's a madrega that's higher than us working to reach it. Nevertheless, it's called the fifth cup that we have to have four before. It did aveda before, then it comes down. That's where the fifth cup is mentioned in the Gemara. And it was done in the time of the Geinim, and the Rambam brings it. And people had that meaning. They poured the fifth cup for themselves. And each one did that. Each person. Because the Aveda of those generations, says in the Gemara that the first generations are higher. The first ones like Malachim, the later generation like people, and the later generation are like donkeys, whatever, like different things. So they are in a higher madrega. Like it says a different place. Achshir Dore, Bitmia. As the generations go, can you say that the generations became better? Well, it means to say generations get less and less. So these people in the older generations were able to have the Kes Chamishi. They were able to do their Aveda in such a way they could get to the level of the fifth. They're drinking by Seder, drinking the four cases, was in a higher way. Ubishleim was, they did completely what that accomplishes. Gemeli Zeir Aveda given Akela. So they were kalim. They made themselves ready to receive that higher madrega because what they did was in a much higher madrega. So they could be mamshich, that fifth madrega that the Rebbe says here, which comes from the case chamishi, that fifth madrega which comes after, because the four that they did was so great that now they were able to be mamshich. But in our generations, ikvas in the Mashiach are getting closer, Mashiach gets less and less, worse and worse. But the aveda nitav hazeifel b'shleimus. The Aveda is not so complete as Izozaina Kele Ruya Asar Shlim to the Hechar Madrege. That should be a complete vessel. Call it Asar Shlim, the complete place to the higher Madrege. The farthest case Chamishi Nitneg Bedere Seina. That's why in our generations, we don't have the case Chamishi. And before we go further, why cases Shaliyo we do? So I just want to mention, Order 48, the Rambam, like the Rebbe asked why the Rambam, Lopel Mamish, did not have the case Chamishi. We just said in just those generations you could. But we said before it, the Rambam's son writes that by the Seder, the Rambam did not have the case Chamishis. The Rebbe says, in order 48, the fact that the Rambam and the Pale Mamish actually, reality, did not behave that way. Yeshleima, you could say, Shahu Bichde Lahalis Gamela Shleyahil Nagil Madrekezu Damira Tamira Kosei. Because as much as we said before, in those generations of a higher level, they did the Aveda complete. Not everybody. There were certain people who were not the Shaykhs of that Madrege. So the Rambam wanted to connect himself to those people that even they, that's why what he did was that he was mechavan to have the whatever you're supposed to accomplish on the wine on the fourth cup. So he wanted to make that the people who are not in that madrege, she connected them. Even though Be'etzem on the fourth cup, the halal agodal is only real on the fifth cup. We combine it on the fourth. The Rambam did that too. Because he wanted that those people that cannot accomplish the Aveda, such a high madrege, to reach that madrege of the fifth cup, so he also did not have the kick up. So he did something connected to the fifth cup, like we all do. And that is saying the halal agodal, but we say it on the fourth cup. So he wanted to do it to connect them. This reminds me, the Rebbe doesn't say it in the Sikha, that the Rebbe once explained by Ariches, why the story with the Baal Shem Tov, with the Sukkah, that once the Rav of the city of Mezhebush came to Baal Shem Tov and Sukkahs, and he looked into a Sukkah and he showed him a lot of shilas on the Sukkah. The Rebbe Hashem tried to explain to him that it's not a shilah, it's kosher. And they had a whole argument, and the Rav didn't agree so fast, till Baal Shem Tov closed his fist and then opened his hand, and there was a note there. And the note said, Sukkahs Rebbe Yisrael Ksheret, the Sukkah Rebbe Yisrael Baal Shem Tov is kosher, signed, Matat Sarapnim, the Malach Matat. So they knew it was kosher. But the Rebbe asked the question, there definitely was shilas on it. Sure, it was kosher, the Baal Shem Tov wouldn't sit in the apostle of Sukkah. But why couldn't he make a sukkah with all the hidurim? Why did they have to make a sukkah that you have to find a heter and find that kosher? And you have to have a haskoma from matat. And the Rebbe explained, because there are a lot of people whose sukkah are not so great. So Baal Shem Tov wanted to, they should be mile them also. So he wanted to connect to them. And if he has such a sukkah, it brings them also, that they are also connected. And the Rebbe went and spoke about it twice in Long Arichas. The same thing here. The Rambam wanted to connect to these people who are in a lower level, even at the time when there are people in a higher level. That's why he behaved without having the fifth cause, but he tried being with them, today there should be a hamshocha for them also. But that's all when they get the fifth cup. The case is a different union. It's connected to the emunah in the coming of Mashiach. Where do we see it's connected to the coming of Mashiach? If Ashtanik von Hemshech Divir Ad Morazok, you look at what the Altrebbe writes, Ad Anhoge Benegei, the case is Shalaliyo, Zog der Altrebbe Behemshech Tzaskola Sasib. When he writes about the fact that we pour the cup of Elio, he writes it in continuation what he writes before. He writes before, many places have a meaning, they don't lock their rooms, their houses, the night that they sleep, the night of Pesach. It's a night of safety for all the Yid and all generations, to take him out of this golas. If Elio come, you believe so much Elio will come and say the Mashiach is coming, if he'll come, Yimtze Pesach Pesuach. So right away it'll be open. He'll find an open door. We'll go out and greet him very fast. But we believe in it. And to believe this has a great schar. And then the Rambam, the Alter Rebbe continues. We mean in these countries to pour a fourth cup for Elio. So he says it in connection to believing in Elio bringing the gula. But the food is moving the posha. Thus is kosher v'shaychet to the Ramun and the gula asida. So it's obvious that the kosher Elio has to do with the belief in Elio coming to be mavaser the gula. Now, since the Elio's cause has to do with the Amun in Mashiach, but the Amun is dobayed and eden. That not only in the earlier generation had the Amun, every Yid has the Amun. Even our generations. All the Yidin are believers. Children are believers. No matter what the level a Yid has in his service of Hashem in a revealed way, is by him. Every Yid has always. Sometimes it's begolui, you feel it. Sometimes you don't feel it. It's in the pnimius, inside your heart. You believe in Mashiach. Not only do you believe that he will come, you wait for him, because the Rambam says anybody who doesn't believe in him or doesn't wait for him is an apikeres. So every Yid not only waits for it, not only believes that he'll come, but also waits for him. That's what Hashem told us. Hashem commanded us. As the Rambam says, that it's written in Teir Shebiksav, but Mashiach is written in Chumash, and it's written in Teir Shebaalpeh. So every year has it, no matter how you are. Even in these generations. Not only that, even this generation. On the contrary, the more we are closer to Mashiach, then to the Gula, closer to the Gula, the heels of Mashiach, strong, more and stronger this light by Yidin. So Dafke is on the river is Dafke Bedeiros Achreinim Nisgalo Nispashen Gavon Deminik Von Limzik Keisach Ad Yisem Adam Sumim the Keren Neisik Keisach Shel Yo. That's why Dafke in the later generation, close to Mashiach, this Minik was revealed and spread out that we pour one cup more than the Mesubi, more than the people, extra to what all the people want, and one for all, and we call it Keisach Shel Yo Anavi. In the Friedrich and Gefint wegen dem even though that the previous generation we don't find it revealed way. Maybe some people did it, they had the Yonim, they knew it, but we don't find that people did it. And this is, the Rebbe says, case echot, it's one cause. So is the Yonim of Agdes, I guess. And another shot that not point that will make soon in the word echot, but one, and is Yesem Mikol, Mikolas and Mesubim. It's more than all the Mesubim. It's in other words on top, which means that it's one cup that you have. And that is something more than what the Mesubim have. Now the Rebbe continues on the different word here. This explains also the Loshon d'Alter Rebbe limze kos echot yesem ha-mesubim mekeden nisik. There's one cost more than the Mesubim, which means the mitzvah that Alter Rebbe merames, Alter Rebbe hints, as el yo anovi kum tum vert eine von the Mesubim b'shulchan ha-seder. There are a lot of Mesubim, a lot of people sitting by the seder. And he is one in addition to them. What does that mean is an addition to them? He's part of them. He's one more to the Mesubim. Imagine that by pouring the cause, what happens is Elio is invited. He becomes part of the Mesubim. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. Yesem ha Mesubim, as if he is in addition to the Mesubim. While the Emunah of Yidin b'Leil Zeh, because the Emunah of Yidin at this night, Laila shenigla alei melech malcham HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekveid v'atzmi, the night that Hashem revealed Himself, Hashem, the King of Kings, Himself bekveid v'atzmi revealed Himself, uvechakum the Goloi begashmius. And he comes, poshet begashmius, keis v'yayin. We give him a cup, we give him wine. Dos gurufa, gufa, this the munna that the yid has that this is happening this night, bring to his me'erer as el yo'anovi, as el gifinah v'yayin seder, brings that el yo'anovi should find himself by every seder, al tziyeisem en ha-mesubim, at being together with the mesubim, but more than them. In other words, in addition to them, even more than them. But b'yachad didn't say, but at the same time, steht sein Kost zusammen, he stuck him over the Mesubim, over the people. But together with that, his cup is together with him. It's on the same table with the Kost of all the people. Echad min ha-Mesubim. He's called one of the Mesubim. He's more than the Mesubim, he's one. In other words, he's the higher level, but he's part of the Mesubim, and he's one of the people. So that's another deal. Before the Rebbe said, Kes Echad, and I said it means one, it's a Achdus, and it's more, meaning more than them. But now he says he's more than them, but he's together with them. And that comes because you have the Munna. And that is something we, in Gemara's time, we didn't have it because the Gilui of this Munna that we have is more closer when it gets closer to Mashiach. That's why we have that. So the Inyan of Kesach Hamishi and the Kesach Elio are two separate Inyanim. And the Rebbe explains the different Dinim and different things between the two, Kesach Hamishi and Kesach Elio.